Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Thank you for being here. We encourage you as the week continues to move on. There's a lot of crazy stuff happening out there right now. Find the joy where you can. Give where you can. And maybe it's a little, maybe it's a lot. Maybe it's not right now, but you make a note. When you can, you do. So that's what the week's all about. Later on, Brett Eldridge will be coming into the studio.
I finally found something I'm good at.
Brett Eldridge will perform for an hour today. These artists are volunteering their time to bring joy to you guys. Yesterday it was Maren Morris.
Can I get a hallelujah?
So I'm loving where we are. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
You can watch Maren from yesterday up at BobbyBones.com. So Brett Eldridge today, let's get rolling.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
The Anheuser-Busch Brewery stopped bottling beer this week to bottle drinking water to ship to areas hit by Hurricane Harvey. More than 50,000 cans of emergency drinking water were packed up to be sent on, and they're going to ship it to Baton Rouge, and then from there on to the families, all in the areas that have been affected by the hurricane and the flooding.
Wow.
So they just stopped bottling beer.
That's awesome.
So Anheuser-Busch, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Harvey is expected to make landfall again east of Galveston, they're saying, late tonight or tomorrow. It then is going to weaken into a tropical depression over Louisiana and head north. Houston could still have 2 to 3 more days of rain. Authorities are still trying to rescue thousands of people stranded from the flooding. 12,000 National Guardsmen deployed to rescue stranded citizens. The first military plane transporting evacuees landed in Dallas yesterday. To help out, go to redcross.org.
So it's Joy Week and Brett Eldridge in an hour and a half to play. And let me say this. We raised $50,000 for St. Jude yesterday and had to make the decision. What do? We've shifted that. If you buy Pimp and Joy stuff now, it will go toward hurricane relief. We don't keep any of the money. Just want to say that again because people always ask, and I don't want to answer every single Facebook question that pops up on the page.
Yeah.
And if you see someone else asking, you can tell them, like, we don't keep any of the money. That's not our money. That's your money that you're giving away. And so if you want a t-shirt, a Pimp and Joy hoodie, a baseball tee, BobbyBones.com, and it will go toward hurricane relief. Now, that being said, I think we're close to $100,000 in hurricane relief as of right now on Tuesday morning. And we have the strongest voice of any group amount of listeners I've ever seen in my life. I used to say top three. And I was serious, but we have the strongest voice. And now if you don't have the money to buy a shirt, that's totally cool. And I get it. And that was a lot of us. So if you can pop $5 over to St. Jude, $10 to St. Jude, do that. Not St. Jude, but
Hurricane Relief.
Hurricane Relief. Or even St. Jude. Right? But yeah, so Pimp and Joy is now Hurricane Relief as of today.
Yes.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, time for your positivity here on Tuesday. It's all about going around the room and sharing positivity inside of Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Amy, tell me something good.
Did y'all see the couple that hiked for 8 days to get married on Mount Everest?
No.
I mean, that's
risky,
legit.
Huh?
Yeah, the woman in this whole little cute scenario, she watched Into Thin Air, which, by the way, is like a deadly tale of Mount Everest. Have you read that book or seen the movie?
No.
Oh my goodness. Well, she was inspired by that to climb Mount Everest.
Wow.
And her fiance was like, hey, I'm adventurous. He wants to do the same thing. So they set out to get married at 17,500 feet in elevation, you know? And he was really, really sick, like not doing good the day before. They thought they were going to have to call it all off. But then he got some oxygen. He was good to go. They made it and they got married.
That's crazy. They don't have that in common. Like, my girlfriend and I like ice cream. That's what we have in common. We like climb no mountain. Lunchbox.
Barbara, she's an old lady. She's 103 years old, and she takes the bus 4 times a week down in Florida to get to and from church. Well, they want to do something nice for her, so the bus company surprised her with a lifetime free pass on the bus.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Parents of an 8-year-old, his name's Sterling Blake, taught their son a life-saving skill that they hoped he wouldn't have to use. He had a 22-month-old brother, and he choked on a quarter. And so Instead of the Heimlich where you take a baby and you take your arms and wrap around it, you hit him on the back instead with your hand, like a flat hand. And he knew that at 8 years old. So his little brother swallows the quarter and he starts popping him on the back because the kid couldn't breathe. His face started turning blue and boop, quarter came out.
Wow.
I didn't know that
me
you're
neither.
Supposed to hit a kid on the back.
I would have like done the whole...
I would have tried baby Heimlich.
Yeah.
Like with like just like two fingers. But that's not the right thing to
like,
do.
No,
not baby Heimlich that hit on the back. And it worked for him. That a boy. 8 years old. Lifesaver. That's your good news.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Turn it up.
Search and rescue teams have been so overwhelmed trying to help flood victims that people from other states other than Texas have been showing up with their boats and even jet skis now.
Wow.
Like jet skis are coming in. People are dragging them in and going, okay, we get... Whenever... And we have been doing a radio show now for... At least I have a morning show for 16 years. And you have natural disasters in that time. I've never seen the police or say, hey, can citizens grab their boats and please come help? I've never seen that before.
Because, you're right.
Because it's not safe to just ask normal people. But it's less safe to not have people out there helping. I've never seen that. And that's what they were doing yesterday. They were like, if you have a boat, just please come help us. Because we can't keep up. We can't. There are people, they can't even get through to 911.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to post on social media.
Yeah.
Because 911's broken.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you, that what they call Cajun Navy, I don't know how organized that is or if it's just a bunch of awesome people from Louisiana grabbing their flat bottoms and flying coming in. But here they come. And it's people from everywhere. And I tweeted last night. I was like, you know what is great? To turn on the news. And it's such a weird, totally bitter, just slightly sweet thing. And not have to hear people screaming at each other about their politics. It's just people helping people. That's
yeah.
it. It's just people helping people right now.
Very true.
And it's reporters out there covering it and getting us the news. And it's... You hate that it had to be a natural disaster. And we're going to help every 100% of it we can. And I hope other radio shows are using their voice to do the same thing and not... Like, I'm not worried about ratings this week. I got to be honest with you. There are weeks that I think are bigger than that, and it's okay if we don't get them because we're talking about something that actually makes a difference in lives. I hope other radio shows do the same thing. We've shifted our Pimp and Joy line to hurricane relief. We're lucky that we have the ability to do that. We don't keep any money from this, and we've shifted it. If you would like to get a shirt or a sweatshirt or I'd say it's a pullover.
Hoodie. Yeah.
Whatever term the kids are using. BobbyBones.com. Brett Eldridge is coming in today to bring his music because it's Joy Week. And random that it was Joy Week when a natural disaster hits and we can actually use the spreading of this to help it.
Since it benefits Hurricane Harvey and like you've said, we don't keep any of the money, we should add because we don't ever bring it up that we do have baby onesies. For Pimp and Joy. And
I don't think our babies, are you listening? I never get calls from babies.
I know, but their parents might be.
Oh,
maybe
they're listening.
Maybe someone just had a baby and it's a win-win. You can get their little baby a cute onesie and it can go towards Hurricane Harvey relief. So
yeah, I didn't think I looked at our baby ratings. They weren't that high, so I never.
I'm just letting them know because they're so cute. They're little teeny tiny little Pimp and Joy onesies.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Miranda Lambert has sent a team from her Mutt Nation Foundation down to Houston to do whatever is needed for the animals affected by Hurricane Harvey. If you want to find out how you can help or see all the good they're doing, check out Mutt Nation's Instagram page or muttnationfoundation.com.
Yeah, it's a lot of trucks taking a lot of dogs to a lot of places where they can actually not be in the water.
Yeah.
I was looking at it earlier today, and it's a lot of the places that aren't underwater. But even those shelters need money and help.
Right.
Like, it's not just a Houston thing anymore.
No.
It is mainly a Houston thing, but a lot of these outer areas are having trouble because a lot of the Houston stuff's coming to them. But anyway, I love what she's doing. What's happening else?
Well, Dustin Lynch, Brothers Osborne, and Lauren Elena, they're going to be on Monday's Good Morning America announcing the nominees for the 51st annual CMA Awards. And then the Brothers Osborne, they're going to stick around to perform. It Ain't My Fault. The CMAs are November 8th on ABC. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Atlanta, Georgia. A mother and son were out shopping when they're in the dressing room, and the 8-year-old finds a gun and goes, Mom, look, I found a gun. She goes, Son, that's a fake gun.
What?
And then she pulls the trigger to prove it.
What? Wait, hold on. Wow. So many levels this thing has gotten
so
wow.
scary.
Okay.
And a bullet, boom, shoots out of the gun like it was a real gun. Oh, luckily, no one in the store was hurt, but it did go through the wall.
Wow.
I have so many questions. Like, can she get in trouble? Because it wasn't her gun, but she did fire it off, even though she thought it was fake.
Yes, she's the bonehead.
And then who left? But also, who left the gun? They're the bonehead.
That's the true. Real bonehead.
There are many boneheads here. Yeah. Wow, this guy's coming for like 3 days, dude. We're good.
All right, I'll take the rest of the week off. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
See the story about the fire ants and how they band together during a flood?
No.
So, oh no, it's not that tone. No, it's like they form these awful...
Oh.
Floating pads.
Floating.
Like, yeah. It looks like a huge circle of just fire ants trying to float together, stay alive.
Oh.
And they go to land, and then all of a sudden they start stinging people.
Oh. I thought they, like, marched together and did some good.
It's not cute.
Guess not.
It's actually crazy looking.
To escape the floodwaters, the venomous insects quickly link together with the queen and larva at the center of the raft. The ants mesh themselves together tightly enough to trap air in the middle, and they form a raft, and they float all through the floodwater until they're not in the floodwater anymore, and then they get off and go and... sting people, I guess, and live their lives. Isn't that crazy?
It is. Sort of fascinating.
It's pretty amazing.
Search and rescue teams are all over the place down in the Gulf area, down in Houston. So much so that they're all out. They've called the National Guard, and they're still like, hey, who's got boats? Who can come help? Which I've never seen before. So people have been showing up with boats and jet skis from, first of all, other areas of Texas and other states. The Cajun Navy... And I started, after we talked about it last hour, I started looking up Cajun Navy. They formed during Hurricane Katrina. So that's kind of what started that. It was people who started going out themselves and helping. And so members of that group found a 73-year-old woman floating face down in Houston yesterday. They did CPR. They saved her life.
Wow.
We talked about inside of ICU, Anheuser-Busch. They stopped making beer at their brewery in Georgia and started bottling drinking water instead. And now the company that's... making Miller Lite and Coors is doing it too. And combined, they've donated over 200,000 cans of water so far for hurricane victims. So you're seeing a lot of coming together right now. We've shifted our Pimp and Joy stuff at BobbyBones.com to hurricane relief. BobbyBones.com. It's Joy Week. We encourage you to go out and do something awesome for somebody. Just try to be as selfless as you can. It's the first time ever that there's been like a natural disaster during Joy Week. And it's a weird feeling because I'm glad we have the ability to make a bunch of money for a cause.
Yeah, usually we had everything already made ready to go.
Already ready to go. Like the factory's ready to ship. Like everything was ready to go. And it's always a week where we come on. And for me, it's a reset week where I'm like, okay, what? It's kind of like Thanksgiving in a way where it's like, what am I thankful for? Let me kind of recalibrate. And this year, it's really turned different. But I'm glad we're able to pivot and do that. And so I encourage you to go out and do something for someone. And I just read all these stories because of the hurricane and people doing things. For example, people were stranded at the Houston airport because everything was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So Southwest Airlines did rescue flights from Houston to Dallas and got hundreds of people out.
Wow.
So they're like, get on the plane, we'll take you to Dallas, and we'll navigate you out of Dallas. But at least if you get to Dallas, you have a chance to get out, because you weren't getting out of Houston. So Southwest did that. So again, shout out to Southwest. It's just, you hate that it is a natural disaster to get people working together, but man, push us against the wall and watch us come together, and that's what you're seeing right now. And again, you hate that and people are struggling. But there are so many people out there now reacting in such positive ways. And if hopefully that inspires you to do the same. Find what it is. If it's animals, if it's humans, if it's whatever it is, there's something out there for you to help, especially with the hurricane stuff right now. That's all. Brett Eldridge, he's bringing his music today. That's what he's able to do. He'll be in about 45 minutes or so.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Talk about this woman. She found a tiny frog in her packaged salad.
Ooh.
I never have problems with that because I'm like, if you want nature, you're about to get nature. People always complain about, oh, our food's so sprayed with pesticides, and is this even really natural? You want natural? There's a frog in your salad. You get no more natural than that.
That's gross.
Okay. Ugh. I still don't want to see the frog in my salad.
But then you really don't want what you want.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
But yeah.
So,
a little baby.
Small frog was found in a store-bought packaged salad, and now it's a family pet.
Oh. Oh, it's alive?
Yeah.
Oh.
The woman, who's a strict vegetarian, spotted the frog right before she put her fork. Also, how fresh is that salad? Guys, I'm telling you,
really
it's an amazing thing.
Was it washed?
And so, listen, Amy, she's supposed to be like Miss Clean.
I washed my salad leaves. I'm just saying I would freak out a little bit. But
you
if it was
alive.
Do you
think the cavemen washed their food before they ate super healthy and organically?
Yeah, probably not.
True.
So it was bought at Target. She screamed if she realized there was a frog in her salad. 37 years old, ran to the bathroom, obviously threw up because she was like, there's a frog. Her husband then rushed the frog to the bathroom, washed the salad dressing off the frog. They kept the frog. The frog is the pet.
It's pretty cute.
That's pretty good.
And then
Target's offered her a $5 gift card.
Stop. What? You're joking. Five.
So far, it's
for what?
Like,
what do you buy with
$5?
Probably buy the salad mix again.
Yeah. Why would you get $5 million?
I don't know.
You wanted all natural salad.
I'm not getting all natural and includes frogs salad.
They probably went out, chopped it right up, put it in the bag, and so what? There's a frog, maybe a bat. Who knows?
Mm.
Be happy that you got what you wanted. Chelsea in Fort Pierce, Florida. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
What's happening, Chelsea?
I'm good. I had like a joy week story to tell you guys. My mom has been battling stage 3 breast cancer since July of last year. And today is her reconstructive surgery. She's completely cancer free.
Wow.
Yay.
How about that? How do you feel about that?
So proud of her. It actually is like pretty emotional, like how proud I am of my mom. She worked so hard.
Wow. You know what we're going to do?
That's awesome.
Hey, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a bunch of Pimp and Joy stuff for you and your mom.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
Yes. Tell her we said good luck and we're proud of her too. Holy cow. What a joy. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us.
Thanks. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. And don't hang up. You know who I don't...
Okay.
You don't... Man, she got me choked up a little bit. You know who I don't need to hang up? You! You get a good laugh in there. Hey, hold on, Chelsea. We take care of her. Make sure she gets some stuff. Thank you, yeah. Glass Room. Appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Brett Eldridge in about 35 minutes or so. It's Joy Week. And so the original premise of Joy Week is to just bring joy and kind of say, hey, don't forget about how good you have it. Look at the positives in your life. Spread it around. And in the process of that, yesterday we raised $50,000 for St. Jude. That was our overall goal. Now we've shifted to hurricane relief. So all of our Pimp and Joy stuff, we're making no money off of it, goes to hurricane relief. And that's what's up now. BobbyBones.com, the same Joy stuff, same Pimp and Joy stuff, hoodies and shirts. If you want to be a part of it, we'd love for you to. If you just want to text and donate, we'd love for you to. Like, we don't care how the good's done. We just love that the good's being done, and we encourage you to do it today. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this week. Here's the Houston mayor talking about the rescue efforts.
The fire department has had more than 2,300 calls for service, with 2,000 of them being water-related. A number of today's rescues have occurred in Northeast Houston.
2,300 calls. Think about having to get out and try to help 2,300 people. You don't have the manpower for that. That's why they're like, anybody, can people please help us?
Today alone, the Coast Guard has rescued over 3,000 people. That includes both air rescues and rescues using boats. The Coast Guard's continuing to surge in assets into the area from different Coast Guard units in the Gulf Coast, lower Mississippi, etc.
People are asking, hey, what can I do? Like, can I take clothes? Right now, no. They don't. It's just a money thing right now because that's the easiest. And you can find your own place. You can find your own place to donate to. I'd be weary of some of the GoFundMes.
Oh,
I would
go
to places that you know for sure. Like for us, because we've worked with them so many times, the Red Cross is a solid, solid, like the best place overall that we, whenever there's disasters. And we've seen it with our own eyes and with our own money. And that's what I would recommend. But there are ways, I get on the internet and just look around and find places that are verified. It's crazy. And we've taken our Pimp and Joy stuff and shifted it to hurricane relief. If you want to help that way, you can. We don't keep that money. BobbyBones.com. Airbnb in Texas are taking people in. They're letting members list their places for $0 and not charging any fees as well.
Oh, wow.
So if you're a member and you're like, hey, I have a house and I charge $0, and then Airbnb doesn't, because that's how they make money, mm-hmm. is the fees off the people. And nearly 300 people were offering up warm beds and places for hurricane victims free of charge. And that's just people going, I want to help out.
Yeah.
And it's people not even just in the Houston, Galveston area, but it's people that are outside of that because people are having to leave. We forget that there was no time for people to go, hey, this is a mandatory evacuation, because it came so fast. So I thought that was a good story. If you can't be there, obviously if you're listening, you're probably not there. But we have a lot of listeners in New Orleans and that area they're saying it's going to move that direction and there could be flooding. There's just a lot going on, and what they can use is money. And there are lots of ways, but I can tell you the Red Cross, you can donate $10 by texting Harvey to 90999. So there's that. We have our Pimp and Joy stuff. We don't keep any of that money. We've shifted it to flood relief, so T-shirts and hoodies. And I can tell you that we did $50,000 yesterday for St. Jude, and that was our goal for the week, and we hit it because you guys are crazy awesome. It's like a big old team here. And we're like, okay, well, we're going to shift and do hurricane flooding for the rest of the week. So that's up at BobbyBones.com. And if you don't want that, that's great too. I mean, again, you can text in by texting Harvey to 90999. You want a funny story about texting? So I put this on my Instagram yesterday. And one of my friends sent me this. So their friend said, hey, remember I had trouble getting Raging Idiots tickets to the Tulsa show? Because we're playing in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Because, well, I just found out that I'm going to go to the Austin show instead. My card was declined twice. The company thought that Raging Idiots was a scam and a stupid name, so they kept declining their credit card to get tickets to come to our show.
That's amazing.
Isn't that funny?
So they get it sorted out? Shout out to your friend for
I don't know. It says,
buying tickets,
quote,
to your show.
I'm sorry, the system has thought that Raging Idiots is spam. We have declined the transaction. So they thought our band, the Raging Idiots, they thought we were spam.
I mean, I don't know why with hits like this.
Yeah, this is Namaste. It's like Namaste, rest. Is that what that means?
No.
What does Namaste mean?
The light within me honors the light within you.
Oh.
You just say it at the end of class during Savasana or right after Savasana, so maybe that's why you think it means
rest. What does
rest.
It mean again?
Rest. Yeah. That's what it means for me, because I go do yoga, and that's when... Walker Hayes and I wrote this song. I thought it just meant, okay, time to relax. Like, you worked hard.
No, that's Savasana. It's when you lay down.
Oh, whatever. So, you know the story behind the song? I had no idea. This is called Namaste. It's a little fun song we did. You can download it. It's rest. From the Raging Idiots. It means the light within me is the light within you. And rest. Take a break. Yeah.
7:30 in the morning. In the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. Cause I can't stop watching you. Showing me your Savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably ought to hit the road, but nah. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but nah. Namaste. Come on, baby, let me jump in all those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably ought to hit the road, but nah. Namaste, namaste, namaste. Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste, ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but namaste. Come on, baby, let me jump in all those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste. Namaste. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste. stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that.
Brett Eldridge here in about 20 minutes or so. So Brett's going to play some music in studio. We got the whole setup going here. Full band will be in studio. Let's see. Amazon cuts prices as much as 43% on their first day when Whole Foods took them over. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's almost back to normal, like normal food prices. Because Amazon, the joke was, they're not called Whole Foods, it's called Whole Paycheck.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's just like half paycheck, and that's just groceries.
That's great.
Man. It's like bananas, eggs, avocados, all the stuff that Amy loves. It's like cut in half. Like Amy's going to have double all the stuff.
And that starts today?
Yeah, Monday was the first day Amazon took over, so yesterday. Oh, and so they cut. And so depending on what store you had, it could have been yesterday. It could have been today.
That's great.
Do you think you'd have a better relationship with your wife or your husband if you lived in separate homes?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, really? I don't know. I feel like I'm apart from my husband too much already to where I feel like we live that life. But
that's true.
It'd be hard to, like, what, do you go visit each other for dinner or what?
You switch out.
Yeah, you'd visit every day.
Kids would be an issue probably.
Like, yeah.
Where the kids live.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
But Claire and David Burke have been together 16 years. And they have a son together. They've never moved into the same house.
What? Okay.
They spend their free time as a family, but when it's time for bed, they say their goodbyes and head to their separate home. This sounds amazing. I guess this sounds amazing.
This is right up Bobby's alley.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know a couple that live that way. They didn't have kids, though.
Yeah.
Two lawyers. They were married. They both, like, worked their separate jobs, lived in their separate houses, but they were married.
Oh, this sounds amazing. This has to be what it felt like. It felt like when Columbus discovered the New World.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, land ahoy!
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Get your bones on. Get your Bobby bones on. Yeah.
Brett Eldridge in 8 minutes. So the morning corny's early.
The morning corny.
Why do eggs hate jokes?
Why do eggs hate jokes?
Because they crack up.
That was the morning corny.
Yeah. Tell that one over breakfast.
Yeah, keep pushing it.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So a lot of people out there doing what they can to help with Hurricane Harvey. And Lady Antebellum, they had to cancel their show in Houston on Sunday night because of the hurricane. But they played a show in Dallas, and they have donated all the merchandise sales from that concert to Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. So that's pretty cool. And Luke Bryan, did you see his trucks that were involved in that crazy accident trying to go under a bridge?
His 18-wheelers that carried his stuff?
Yeah,
They were too big for the bridge.
It's tour trucks. Yeah, it's like Luke Bryan's face on the back of an 18-wheeler truck smashed under a bridge.
You know how it says don't drive under here if you're over that? They were over that height, and it was like...
Oh, yeah, no. Everybody's okay. One of the drivers did suffer some minor injuries, but
fishing, crashing every day.
Yeah, so close one, but everybody's fine except for Luke Bryan's face on the truck. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
All right, Brett Eldridge coming in.
Bobby Bone. This is Joy Week on the Bobby Bone Show.
All right, his third time performing for us during Joy Week. Clap your hands for Brett Eldridge, everybody. He is here. Good to see you, my friend.
What do you say?
With the whole band. This is the biggest ever.
This is insane. We figured we're all in town. We might as well jam it out.
We appreciate you coming in. Amy, for all the listeners out there, explain exactly what Joy Week is.
Well, we started it our first year. We were celebrating our anniversary, and we were looking at a way to celebrate, I think, in a really positive manner. And at the time, my mom was battling cancer, and we had the whole Pimp and Joy movement. That's when you launched Pimp and Joy. Her motto through cancer was Choose Joy. Her Twitter handle was Judy Pimp and Joy. Then you were like, what? # Pimp and Joy. And then you brought in artists to play, and it was just this amazing, fun week that lifted her spirits and everybody, I think all of our listeners, and they all chimed in. And then from that moment, Pimp and Joy just kind of took off and became a movement. And then every year since then, we have Joy Week and artists still come in and play. And yeah, Brett, legit, you've been here every year. That's super cool.
It is awesome, dude. Oh. So thank you.
Glad to be here.
And we always call, like, literally we reached out to like the five people that we thought, man, they're so fun. Their attitude's so positive. They've They're close to us.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And you're one of the first people we reach out to. So thank you for coming in. There's an elaborate setup in here, which you're able to see online.
It's crazy.
And by elaborate,
we're bringing the joy today. We're ready.
It's Brett and a stool and an old lady with a monkey over there.
Yes.
So we're ready to go.
There she is.
All right, Brett Eldridge is here. Let's play some music. Brett, what do you have for us first?
We're going to get drunk on some love right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Brett Eldridge, Joy Week. Let's do it. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Look at that right there. Woo! Right out there. Let's go, y'all.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about this morning.
You're getting rolling.
Dang, you don't even suck in the first song.
Man,
I thought if there was a time. Dude. Man, you were good to start. Holy cow. All right, Joy Week. Brett Eldridge is here. I want to hear something from this new record, though.
Can I do that?
You can do whatever you want.
I love that. One of my favorite songs is called The Long Way, and I got to thinking when I was writing this song, it's in a kind of world where we don't have enough conversation anymore, where we're always staring at our phones. I figured it's kind of cool to tell a story about actually getting to know somebody, sitting down and taking a long way around their town through conversation, learning about them, getting to know them, and that's where the idea of this song came about.
What a foreign concept. I'm anxious to hear what this
crazy.
Is all about.
Let's all right. check it out.
Brett Eldridge is here. It's Joy Week. And let's hear this new song. What's it called? Long Way?
The Long Way.
Here it is, The Long Way. Nice. Brett Eldridge live. That is as live as can be.
That's so good.
Let me tell you something, Brett. I'm not going to be yesterday. I'm trying to. I hear a lot of songs, right? I get to, I hear a lot of songs, hear a lot of love songs.
Lots of love.
I mean, it's like love song. And, you start to become desensitized to love songs.
Yeah.
Because you're like, that one was really good, man. But like, I started actually feeling emotion.
Yeah.
That's tough for me. That was good,
No, like,
right?
I have tears in my eyes and goosebumps and, like, all the feels.
And
like,
she peed a little. All at the same time.
I did not. I should clarify, I did not.
Okay, that was me. But still, it was awesome. Dude, that's such a good song. I love that.
Yes. Thank you. Like,
who wrote that?
I did with a guy named Matt Rogers.
Mm. Man, you guys need a raise. I don't even know they paid you. You need a raise for that one.
Give us a raise.
Dang.
That's good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I love to write love songs. It is, but I agree with you. Sometimes it's like some love songs are just a love song, and then every once in a while I'll connect with one that's like, it's a little deeper than just a love song.
Yeah.
I even get car sick and I like that song. See what I'm saying? I don't want to go on drive.
You don't drive around her
yeah,
town.
Yeah, but still I'm like,
not
I feel
all.
That
you're
in
like,
my heart.
That's where it goes straight
and let's
through.
Be honest, he doesn't want to put his phone down.
Yeah. None of that song was for me, but it was.
Yes, exactly. That's what
amazing. That's a new one from Brett Eldridge here. On the self, why would you self-title a third album, I wonder?
This record I've really branched into doing sounds that are a little bit farther and more graduated to, stuff that I really want to do. So I think it just made sense.
Well, we're going to play all hour long, and we're going to come back in a second. Brett's going to play some more, but that's from the new record. I'm going to spend money on that song. You have my word.
Thank you, man.
$1.29 in your account.
$1.29.
All right, Brett Eldridge here.
You're listening to an hour-long Joy Week in-studio concert with Brett Eldridge.
On the Bobby Bones Show.
Clap your hands again for Brett Eldridge here, who has been here every year. Playing live, just to prove we are live. Let me hear some of those keys.
Oh, let's hear the keys.
Oh, come on.
Tickle the ivory.
Let me hear some of that bass.
Oh, from Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Come on. All right, Brett Eldridge, what are we going to do here?
We're going to do a little song called Mean to Me.
That's a good one right here. Brett Eldridge, yeah. Joy Week. Let's see what we got.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Joy Week is here.
Yeah, Brett Eldridge is here right now. I want to ask you for another new song. You got this new record. What are you going to play for us, Brett?
I'm going to play you a new song that I wrote with a guy named Tom Douglas, probably my favorite guy to write with. It can relate to a lot of different things. And so here's No Stopping You.
Bobby Bones. This is Joy Week on the Bobby Bones Show.
All hour long, Brett Eldridge has been here. We've played four songs. It's an hour-long concert. You ever played an hour-long concert on the radio before? Like a whole hour?
This is the first time. This is the first time on the radio I've had my entire band.
What up? Hey!
Okay, do a little dance for us. Do a little joy dance for us. Come on. Okay.
And then he waves.
I think it was warmed up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you told us you had a little something up your sleeve that we didn't know was coming. Yeah. And for you, we never know what that is.
Yes.
So, Brett Eldridge, it's Joy Week. It's, everybody's just trying to find their positive place.
Mm-hmm. I think a song that brings a lot of people joy since the late 90s, I believe this is when this song was.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it Chumbawamba? I Get
yes,
Knocked Down?
Yes, yes, I
Get
Knocked
that.
Down.
Yeah.
But I Get Up Again.
Yes.
And see, that's joy. But that's another.
Oh, it's not that one. Oh, next year. Okay, next year.
That's next year. But I love the lyric to this song. It's Drops of Jupiter. I love this song. And it's got some crazy lyrics. We're gonna wing it, and we're gonna go for it.
All right, Brett Eldridge is here. It's Joy Week. Drop the Jupiter from Train. Let's see what we got here. How about that right there? Brett Eldridge is here doing that.
So good.
Let me ask you guys. If that's winging it, I should wing it more, huh?
Yeah.
I should just... Well, the words on that are so crazy. I mean, can you imagine no love, pride, deep fried chicken, your best friend always sticking up for you even when you know you're wrong? Can you imagine no first dance, freeze-dried romance, five-hour phone conversation, the best soy latte that you ever had?
When you sing it, it sounds so much better, though.
Yeah.
You had no problem.
That was a spoke. Well, thank you.
And like Pat from Train, if you're going to try a Train song, you got to be pretty much Brett Eldridge. That's a good one, dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. He nailed it. Hey, I'm going to clap again for that one right there. That was a tough one.
That was a good one.
Let me ask you a question. It's Joy Week, and you know, we spend this whole week trying to find happiness within ourselves and others. I'm going to give you a really easy blanket question. What makes you happy?
A lot of things. I mean, really, music does. I mean, that's an obvious for me. Sometimes you can get caught up traveling all over the place and being like, God, I'm so tired. But that feeling of the energy that crowd brings you out of a funk, and you know, somebody that just wants to hear you and wants to feel an emotion from your songs and all that, really just makes me happy. It really does. I've always loved it from day one.
Still,
forever.
And but seriously,
But and then I
play the organ when he talks like play the keys when he's talking like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
And sometimes I really give me a little more organ there, like a church almost.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I just wake up in the morning and I think, what am I going to do today?
Oh, come on!
First, I'll take my dog out.
He takes his dog out.
He's gonna drop a poo, and I'm gonna pick it up with a bag.
He's gonna pick it up.
And then once I do that, I'll probably go to the gym.
Woo, lift
make
away.
Me smile. I'm gonna lift. And
right.
At the end of the day,
amen.
I'm gonna get on stage. I'm gonna sing to the crowd.
He gonna sing.
And I'm gonna love life.
He gonna love life.
I'm gonna pimp that joy.
He gonna pimp that joy.
Come on.
Joy.
Amen. Take it home.
I think he just pulled something. Yeah! All right, Brett Eldridge is here.
Love it.
He's got that new record called Brett Eldridge. We'll talk more about that in a minute. We got to come back. You got to be what it's like to be like a really pretty girl who always gets told, wow, you're so pretty. People must be like, man, you can sing so good, like all the time.
And then they want you to sing like right there.
Is that pressure too? Like you go somewhere and they're like, Brett, get up and sing a song. Get up, come on, Brett, get up and sing.
Sometimes, yeah.
Where's your cousin Jimmy's wedding? Get up and sing a song.
Exactly. And, it is that, but... You know, I like doing that.
What's your go-to if you have to? Do you play one of yours?
Well, Amy and I talked about it once. I always like to sing No Diggity, No Doubt.
Yeah.
It's like a party's atmosphere.
That's
No Diggity, No Doubt. I usually go to Sinatra or something.
Yeah, because that kind of... Everybody likes that.
Everybody likes that. And it's the grandparents are going to like that all the way down to... Well, everybody.
And it's your wheelhouse, let's be honest.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
I don't think he... doesn't have a wheelhouse.
I know, because he can also do No Diggity. So.
Yeah, it's like, I remember when Frank Sinatra and Blackstreet did the tour together.
Yes,
it was an awesome,
good one. Yeah, tickets were crazy.
That was a memorable
tour. The crowds were not very friendly to each other, but it was amazing. All right. Brett just hit his head on the microphone.
That's another
song. All right. Brett Eldridge has been here all hour long. It's a live concert for Joy Week. Brett's been here every single year. I've been here for 4 years in a row. And so you got this album called Brett Eldridge. And I want you to give us a little something here on the end of this.
Okay, I'm gonna wrap it up with a song that just makes you feel good since it's Joy Week. This is called Love Someone.
Joy Week!
Joy Week!
That's a whole hour. Got that Brett Eldridge, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Brett Eldridge.
It's easy enough.
Man.
And I don't want it to stop. Can we do another hour?
It has to stop eventually.
Bobby Bones, everybody!
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby!
See you next time, man. All right, hey, we're back. Brett Eldridge is out. We hope you enjoyed that because it was awesome. We enjoyed
it. So good.
We enjoyed it.
So awesome.
And Brett, during Joy Week, brought his talent to us and shared it with us for an hour, and we appreciate that. And normally, for the last 4 years, what we've done is we've brought artists up and they've played, and it's been about kind of resetting your life and understanding what's important to you and finding the joy within yourself and doing joyful things for others. And sometimes you need to be put back in that place. I know I do, where I have to reevaluate and go, what's important to me? Well, in the midst of all this, a terrible storm hits Texas.
Yes.
And it coincides with Joy Week. So yesterday morning, we raised our goal of $50,000 for St. Jude through our Pimpin' Joy shirts, hoodies, tank tops, etc. We did it one day. That's how awesome you guys are. The storm continues to get worse, so we called Pivot and said, okay, now to hurricane relief. And anything at BobbyBones.com that's Pimpin' Joy, we don't keep any of that money. It will all go to hurricane relief. Red Cross. I mean, right now, people don't even know what is going to need money. Like the Red Cross, they don't know what they're going to have to do at this point. But thank you to Brett for bringing that in, because with Joy Week, it does bring awareness to joy and finding joy and doing something great for somebody. I hope you do today. And if you want to donate and text to the Red Cross, you can do that too. You can go online. You can do Pimp and Joy. Just find a way to help. Just think, if you needed help, you'd appreciate it if someone helped you. And think about that when it comes to someone else. Mr. Bobby Bones. This Is Us comes back September 26th. Wow, that's quick.
That is quick.
I thought that was coming back after the Super Bowl.
Me too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scandal comes back October 5th. The Walking Dead, October 22nd. Mr. Robot, October 11th. So these are all the shows coming back. Stranger Things. It's crazy, and it's not. But it's crazy that Netflix shows are just considered shows now.
Yeah, totally. It's like another network.
Yep.
Another TV network, like every other one.
The Voice, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Fuller House, a third season, all in September and October. So all those shows are coming back.
Good stuff. A lot of good TV. On my computer.
Yeah, on my computer.
That's so weird.
On Instagram, you can see some of Brett Eldridge playing this morning. He's awesome. He's always awesome. And every time he comes in, it's just like, huh, now we remember how good he is. Like, he's so good.
So good.
And so that's up, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. You can also see a text somebody sent, one of my friends. They tried to buy Raging Idiots tickets in Tulsa because we're coming to Tulsa. And they rejected them because they thought the Raging Idiots were a scam. And that was some kind of joke. Someone was charging something to Raging Idiots. And they're like, we're not allowing this to go through. Mm. So if you're in Tulsa or Lubbock, we're coming to see you. We'd love to see the listeners. I have this Houston furniture store. They opened two stores, the stores, to serve as shelters for families in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. The stores are providing people in need with their food, beds, clean restrooms. Pets are welcome in the stores as long as they're kenneled or made by their owners. They opened the stores.
Wow. Okay. So are they on the furniture that's for sale?
Yeah. They're laying on mattresses. Laying. Like the mattresses have the plastic on them and you see them all laying on the mattresses.
Amazing. I mean, there's this gallery furniture, two stores opened up. I won't even. The Joel Olstein stuff's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's quite the controversy. I've read every single thing about it, and I still don't even know if I know what's up.
Yeah. But right. Well, because just started to see pictures of flooding inside, but are those real?
So the church was like, hey, we're canceling services, but they wouldn't say the inside was flooded. And then people were taking pictures all around the church, like, there's no flooding here. But the church, now there are pictures posted saying the inside was flooded, but now they're like, no, now we're, I don't even know what's happening. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. You would just think that. You would just assume, that a mega church of that size would open their doors.
And there could be more to this story.
Right.
There might be.
But from everything that I've read and reporters going out to it.
There are places with far less money, space, resources that are opening their doors. You would just think.
Yeah.
I hope something comes out. We don't know the full story.
And
it's just cannot be right.
Me too. Which is why I'm not committing to being like upset about it. I'm not committed to that. I'm committed to going, that doesn't look good. I hope something comes out that is good. Here's the Houston mayor talking about the fire department. I mean, imagine, they've got over 2,000 calls in.
The fire department has had more than 2,300 calls for service, with 2,000 of them being water-related. A number of today's rescues have occurred in Northeast Houston.
I mean, over 2,000 calls for help. And people are just showing up. When I saw people not only showing up with boats, but showing up with any watercraft they had, period, to help, I was like, dang. People were showing up with jet skis. And I was like, first of all, the fact that they would have to ask, that first responders, law enforcement, government officials would say, can just anybody help?
Yeah, you as an everyday citizen, do you have a boat?
That rarely happens because they don't want someone trying to help and accidentally doing something wrong.
Sure.
But it's so big, they can't.
It's beyond that.
It's beyond that. And they're like, anybody. So the fact they're calling anybody in, and you see a lot of guys and a lot of women in flat bottom boats driving around with trolling motors, and I mean, just, you know, pitter pattering through there. Now people are showing up with jet skis. They're like, well, any watercraft possible that you can move things.
Yeah.
And I've never seen them like it. And we've been through a lot of natural disasters, and a lot, they look different in different ways. But the Coast Guard is like, we've had to rescue thousands of people.
Today alone, the Coast Guard has rescued over 3,000 people. That includes both air rescues and rescues using boats. The Coast Guard's continuing to surge in assets into the area from different Coast Guard units in the Gulf Coast, lower Mississippi, etc.
I'm seeing pictures of Coast Guard police officers, firefighters, so exhausted that they're like passed out in places, mm-hmm. in full uniform. And then they eat a little bit and they get back up and they go again.
Wow.
And so the thing is, too, is we're in the beginning of it. So as we're saying, and we're trying to funnel all the resources we can to it, like, we don't really know what it quite is yet. We know that it's awful and it's going to get worse, but we really don't know what it is because there's a storm. We don't know where the storm's going to flip and turn back into. We don't know where the flooding is going to finally go down, what it's going to affect. What if the outer regions that don't get flooded, that people, things have to get moved to, the shelters that need to be built there? Like, we don't know. And so we're all working on the front side of this, and we'll all work on the back side of this.
Yeah.
So what we've done as a show is we've taken all of our Pimp and Joy stuff and turned it just to flood relief. It's at BobbyBones.com. If you were thinking about getting something, just know that we don't keep any of that money. That's where it goes. And if you don't, and you want to text to the Red Cross, or go to the Red Cross website and donate there. Or if you want to find an animal shelter, that you, I would just find whatever you're passionate about and help out. There are just a million ways and a million places that need assistance. I would watch out for a lot of these odd GoFundMes that you don't know a lot about, because this is also where people set up and,
unfortunately,
yes,
take advantage.
So find a credible place and help out.
And if you're curious about the texting, you just text Harvey to 90999 from your cell phone.
It's, and $10 goes to your bill. Yeah,
yep.
Harvey to 90999. So, you know, we're going to do some segments on the show that aren't related to the hurricane. Not many. We did, you know, Joy Week has turned into trying to bring some joy to, because we did St. Jude yesterday and it's now a hurricane. It's taken a new meaning this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate Brett Eldridge for coming in and playing music and bringing that gift to our listeners. And hopefully you guys will find a way to help them or someone today.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I saw you hit somebody else's car yesterday.
Yeah.
I was flipping
parked. I mean, it's always parked. Everything I hit's always parked. I don't know if it's like, you know, when I round the corner, I always bump into the door. Like, I'm always just bumping into the corner of a desk. Like, it's got to just be my depth perception is totally off. Because when I'm in a car, I'm just rounding the corner and I just boop.
Can you see? You have vision problems.
I have great vision. I have no, except for maybe like, I don't know, peripherally, am I off? I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe you just don't pay attention. Do you think that might be it? Maybe you're just lazy?
You guys know.
We always say you're a bad driver,
lazy.
You don't pay attention.
I'm not lazy.
That can be a lazy.
No. Yeah, lazy in your mind, he means. No. Just kind of like not paying attention.
Distracted, maybe. That's not lazy.
So I was on Instagram and I saw a note. It said, I'm sorry I hit your car. Yeah. Please contact me. And I was like, oh no, Amy got hit.
That's a note I left him on their windshield.
I thought the same thing. But no, it was opposite.
She posted her own
note.
I get it.
You thought I had gotten that.
Yeah.
No, that was me. I went and wrote a note and then put it on their car.
So what kind of car was it?
Just like a silver four-door sedan. Like, I don't know. It's pretty dinged up. So I feel like, I mean, the only thing I can think of is maybe they will have compassion on me. Like, oh, don't worry, I hit things too. I mean, I don't expect them to not write it off. Like, I want to take care of the damage, but I feel like they'll be cool about it. You know, like, hey, yeah.
So did they call you yet?
No, I haven't heard anything yet, which is crazy. And the note is gone. It was there for a little bit and then it was gone. The car is still in the same spot, but no phone call.
You checked on the car?
Yeah, I know where it is.
I mean, it's been like, sitting there for days.
You're doing drive-bys?
Days. It was just yesterday.
Yeah, but it's still there.
Yeah, like I left for work this morning.
Did you hit it in somebody's yard? Is that like in their driveway?
Yeah, I'm confused.
It is on my street.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
They were just parked on the street?
Yeah, but I don't know that they know it's me that hit them because they don't know my name. I don't even know that I for sure, like, know the car, but it might be my neighbor. I don't think it's Brothers Osborne.
So you're trying to bring a car.
You think you might have hit one of the Brothers Osborne's cars.
I don't think it's theirs, but sometimes they have people, you know, that, because they travel a lot, so they have a lot of people in and out that, like, care for things.
Yeah. So you think you might have hit one of Brothers Osborne's friends or housekeepers
type
cars.
Situation cars, yeah, maybe.
Wow, she keeps going to these little and I think
it's parked right there, but I don't know. When I came for work this morning, note gone, still
it
no phone
ain't
call.
My ball.
Hey,
ain't my ball.
And I was on the phone with one of my friends when it happened.
Of course, you weren't.
She just was
see,
like,
that's it.
Parking.
She was like, listen, I was paying a bill online and on the phone and driving with my knees. I can't believe why it happened.
And she heard me say, shoot, I think I just hit a car. And then I get out and two of my neighbors are standing across the street just like with their mouth open like, what just happened? And I'm like, is this either of your cars? Like, either one of you? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, don't worry. I'm going to put a note. So that's when I put a note.
Let us know if they call you.
Yeah, of course.
Your poor husband.
But text me if you happen to know who you are. Text me, because my voicemail's full.
Oh my goodness.
All of our Pimp and Joy stuff is now for flood relief at BobbyBones.com. If you want to hop over to the website.
Bobby Bones.
Couple things. One, I'm going to start with the search and rescue teams. They've been overwhelmed trying to rescue flood victims, so people from all over Texas and other states have been showing up with their boats and their jet skis to help. Some of them are from Louisiana, the Cajun Navy, you may have heard of, and I didn't really know where that derived from. I figured it was a group of people just from Louisiana, but I didn't know how they got together. So they formed because of Katrina, and it was, okay, you need humans in boats. We're the Cajun Navy, and they go out and they help. These members found a 73-year-old woman floating face down. They did CPR, and they saved her life. Did you guys also see the picture? And now, I mean, it was yesterday, of the nursing home that was flooded.
Yeah.
I guess everybody got out of it.
Yeah, you haven't seen the updated photo?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's like them in another nursing home, and they're all smiling and like around a piano, and it looks really awesome. And it really is a kind of a, woo, that's cool.
I don't know if this guy was part of the this group, the Cajun, what are they called?
Cajun Navy.
But he is just a citizen that was out with a boat and came upon an elderly woman that was stuck in her home. And literally she was stuck because her cane floated away. So she couldn't even get up if she wanted to because she didn't have her cane.
Oh, wow.
And because he was there and driving by, he was able to rescue her. So,
people stepping up. Companies have been stepping up. Anheuser-Busch stopped making beer to brewery and started bottling drinking water instead. And then Miller Lite and Coors did the same thing. Together, they've donated over 200,000 cans of water for hurricane victims. People were stranded at the Houston airport as the storm started to come in. Southwest did rescue flights for free to get people out of there to Dallas so then they could try to get home.
Wow.
So they took their planes and like, load up, we're taking our way to Dallas, and we'll find our way out of there then. If you hear this and you're like, man, I'd like to donate $10, you can text the word Harvey to 90999. And I can tell you this, that, I mean, rough numbers here because we've shifted all of our Pimp and Joy stuff to the hurricane relief. Yesterday, we were able to do $50,000 for St. Jude. Frankly, that was our goal
for the week.
And Joy Week's always been about, we've partnered with St. Jude and we hit our goal. And then we're like, we just think we can do a lot for the people that are struggling and will struggle in Texas and Louisiana, all down that Gulf region. And again, rough number. Right now, we've, as a show, like people in this room, people that are listening, we've done over $115,000 for flood relief.
So awesome.
It's awesome.
Great.
And that's in 24 hours. Like, we've done over 115,000, probably more than that. I always want to kind of say on the low end. But because of you guys and because of just all of us, you know, working together as a team, as a show, we've been able to raise for Flood Relief at this point over $115,000. So appreciate you. And we would never ask for something from you that we weren't able to do ourselves. So we just, and again, if you don't want a shirt, that's great. It's not even about that. We're not making any money off of that.
No, it's just a way for people to help if they want to. You can certainly find your own way. We're just thankful. I am thankful, and I think I speak for all of us, that we have something like this. And I know it fell on Joy Week when we already had production for St. Jude and stuff, but that we reached that goal so quickly so that we could shift it, and that we had the inventory or the merch like available so that we can try to make an impact.
Yep. It's
crazy timing.
It's crazy.
But worked out.
So BobbyBones.com. And continue. Find your way to help. And that's all, man. It's not a lot more else I can say. BobbyBones.com. Joy Week, for the last few years on the show, has always been kind of a reset for us. It's don't forget to appreciate why you're here. And don't forget to appreciate what you can do for others, what others have done for you. And it just coincided with the terrible storm that's happening in Texas right now. So we pivoted. Like, we hit our goal of $50,000 for St. Jude quickly because of you guys. And so it's like, okay, now let's go and help those that need the help down in Texas. And that's what we're doing. And so I posted, in 24 hours or so, we're at over $115,000 raised. And that's because of you guys. And so, and that's because of people like Brett and Marin who came up and just are bringing their music and they're spreading their joy. And hopefully you can find something in a way to contribute. Tomorrow, Dustin Lynch will come in. She loves a small town boy like me. Rascal Flatts on Thursday. We still haven't revealed the mystery artist yet for Friday. So I just appreciate the listener, you guys. We wouldn't be here without you. We definitely wouldn't be able to help without you. I mean, it's us. It's an us thing.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so do you know what your body does with fat? Like, when you're losing fat, do you know?
You poop it out, probably.
I mean, that's sort of my guess. I thought we, like, sort of got rid of it some way.
Yeah.
Like that. But we actually breathe it out.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's carbon dioxide.
So it goes into thin air. You burn it out, and it, okay, I guess it breaks down to such a thin particle that it breathes out.
Oh.
I feel myself getting skinnier, like, wow.
Wow.
But that's really the thing, huh?
That's what it says here. It's from a physicist.
I like Amy's sources. Yeah. Well, that's what it says here. Yeah.
Dr. Ruben Meerman. Yeah. So I don't know. Someone's probably going to call in. No. You don't breathe
comes
it out.
Comes out of your snot.
That's crazy. You don't breathe it out. Okay. Anybody here wish they lived within walking distance of their parents?
No, thank goodness.
I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
I know. Mm-hmm. I would too. Apparently, like, that's the new thing with, like, all the kids these days. I mean, it's saying millennials, but I think it's people younger than us.
Yeah, so they can stay on the teat.
That's right.
That's why.
Exactly.
Listen, they say that living within walking distance of their parents is either extremely or very important to them.
Of course it
but
is.
But I like that. That's good about...
No, it says they want their laundry done.
No, right. I hope that it's just about, like, having that family bond.
Okay.
I'm definitely not one of them. I wish I did, though. Mark Zuckerberg, congrats to him and his wife. They welcomed a daughter, and they named her August.
And they named her money.
Lots of
currency.
So, but I mean, did they just like, okay, it's
like,
August.
What month is this?
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll name her August.
Maybe it was when, well, I'd say conceived. No. That'd be 11 months. That'd be a long one.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
I mean, if you're born in April, what works? I know somebody named January. I never met anybody in February.
No.
March would be weird.
April's.
April, obviously. I know April.
May,
yeah, yes.
May.
June, yes.
Yep.
Don't know any Julys.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
December would be kind of cool, though.
There are only a few months you couldn't name a kid now that I think about
it's
it.
True.
Yeah. I'm going to name my kid whatever day it is. Yep. This is the 20th. This is 22nd.
Hey, 22nd.
It's like written out. Tuesday.
What else you got?
Oil it up.
Yep. That was my nickname in college.
Okay.
What in the world? Right.
Why do you always do that?
Because he does.
Every story I have.
He had a lot of nicknames.
Yeah, you got a lot of nicknames. Okay.
They call me Old Oil It Up.
All right.
Well, just make sure it's extra virgin olive oil.
They call me that too.
You're not helping, Amy.
Because.
Extra virgin.
I mean, it's
oil
like,
what up with extra
okay,
virgin olive
listen.
Oil?
Your food, your whatever, because okay. It's really, really good for the brain. A lot of people are scared of it because they're like, oh, look at all that fat. But it's good fat. You need it. And the oil helps the brain preserve memory and learning ability and protects against Alzheimer's disease.
So boom. So put extra virgin olive oil on your food.
Like a salad dressing. Just do a little. What I would do is a little olive oil with some lemon juice, maybe a little salt and pepper, some turmeric.
When do I put the ranch on top of that?
No.
Oh,
no, not the ranch.
Okay. All right, so Amy told us earlier that she thinks she hit a car of one of the friends of Brothers Osborne because it was just sitting in the yard.
And on the yard, on the side of the street, on the curb.
Yeah.
Like, on the street where you can park a car.
Yeah, in the yard, basically. And so Amy lives next door to Brothers Osborne. Well, one of them. And so, but they haven't called her back yet. Uh-oh. And she's just waiting for that call. Angie's on in Franklin. Hey, Angie.
Hey.
What happened to you?
I hit a parked car as well about a month ago. And it was a really nice car. And so I left a note, got a call back about a couple hours later. And the owner, she was very kind and very understanding. And was actually very appreciative that I had left a note. And after a few interactions, it ended up that the last text she sent me, she had gone to have it, you know, the car fixed. And she sent me the invoice. So I responded and said, you know, we will be glad to pay for this. And let me know how I need to pay. And I have not heard anything back.
That's what Amy's hoping.
Oh.
I mean, let's be honest. Amy's hoping they don't call her back.
No, I want to help.
But Brothers Osborne are going to hear us talking about
That's
it.
Right.
And be like, we need to call the radio show because it's Amy's fault.
Yeah. They're going to call you with a bill. Are you going to give it to insurance?
No, I hope I'll be able. I mean, it's so. Look, nothing's wrong with my car, thank goodness. Yeah. But I probably wouldn't fix it. But my car's old. Like, I don't. Honestly, it's dirty. I've hit a lot of things. It's held up.
Blame the whiskey on the beer. Blame the beer on the whiskey. Blame the morning on the night for who's lying here with me. Blame the bar for the band. Blame the band for the song. Blame the song for the party that went all night long.
And it's Amy's fault.
Yeah, basically.
And it's Amy's fault.
Not a hell of a fault.
No, Amy.
I know.
You tell your husband yet?
No, yeah. Hello. Hi, husband. This is how
I
am.
No.
I know. I love when I tell him things on the radio.
Oh, no.
It's much more fun this way. Hey. He's probably listening
tell
back to
right
this.
Tell him right now. Tell him the whole thing. Tell him the whole story real quick.
Husband, you know how sometimes I parallel park right outside the house? Well, the space was wide enough to where I could just zoom right in. I didn't even have to parallel park. Well, when I was zooming right in, I kind of, you know, tapped the bumper of the car parked that I was zooming past.
You clipped the car.
I clipped it.
Yeah.
It was like, boom.
And what did you say?
I heard it.
Did you curse?
No, I was on the phone with a friend and I said, shoot, I think I just hit a car. I was so shocked how it happened. And then neighbors, like they were outside, their jaws were open. Like, what? That girl just, like, I was literally just parking my car and like, whoop. Hit that other car. And I'm like, how does this stuff happen?
Now, what
to me? Why?
Amy.
What?
Okay.
But listen,
if it happens once, freak accident.
Hey,
if it happens twice, bad luck. 11 times later, what's the common denominator?
Me,
it's you not paying attention.
Me and parked things.
You know, you what? Also walk into things.
Right. So me and I'm moving. Typically, the other things are not.
What is your husband going to say to this? Like, do his reaction. I'm you. Hey, I hit a car.
At this point now, it's like, are you for real? He's like, "What were you on the phone?" And I'm going to say, yes, I was on the phone. And he's like, you really need to pay more attention when you're driving. And I'm going to say, okay. And then he's like, well, I mean, what? I work.
I mean, so I work.
I work.
It means like I can pay. It's not like I'm like,
I
hey.
Work. That gives her liberty to hit things. I work.
Dang. I'll pay for the bumper. I work.
I would take your keys.
I work. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to play Thomas Rhett.
Does he work?
Yeah.
By the way, our Pimp and Joy stuff up at BobbyBones.com. All goes to the hurricane relief. Go check it out. If you want some, it's right there for you.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so thanks to Brett Eldridge who came by today. Appreciate him using his voice literally to help us promote Joy Week, to help us talk about what's happening in Houston and all through the area. You know, it could be New Orleans. You know, we don't know. That's the craziest thing about this. We don't know what's going to be affected, when it's going to be affected. But all of our Pimp and Joy stuff at BobbyBones.com is now for hurricane flooding relief. We don't keep any of the money. I would encourage if you want to text and donate, text and donate. Don't even worry about us. But if you do want a Pimp and Joy shirt and you want to spread the movement and donate, just find your way. Whatever that way is. It doesn't have to be us. BobbyBones.com if you want a shirt or a hoodie. Or you can text the Red Cross. Just so many ways. I would just encourage you to find your way. Because anything that you do is more than was already being done. If it's a little thing, it was still more than was being done before you did your little thing. And your little thing may be a big thing to somebody else. So that's all. Thanks to Brett Eldridge for coming by and playing today. And thanks to you, the people who listen to our show, because you are the best. And we'll see you tomorrow. And we'll see what happens today. And look out for your neighbors. It's Joy Week, and we always promote finding that positivity. And we're just promoting now. There's something really bad happening with a bunch of people. And if you can help them, help them. See somebody today, give you some help. Flat tire. Forget the credit card at the grocery store. Help them out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's about. So appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for letting us come into your lives today.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.